Begin the Gemara and Daf but we come and Daf and Gimel. Begin with Beis. Begin Tesmat. Begin with the words the Gemara. Shur. Psul Mikdash Shenaku regarding an axe of Psul Mikdash that gourd. So that's where we have this discussion regarding Chas Nezek or Bein Nezek. So Pirush Rav Yehudoi Goyim. He explains Hainu Shur B'Chor. What's this? Which obviously they're not going to the parentheses. That it's an ox that's a firstborn. Which was not redeemed. And now, fish ain't lepidin, since it doesn't have redemption. So although the halacha is nishcha b'medina, it can be slaughtered in the countryside, and it can be eaten in splendid like an aisle. Holds that even for non-Jews, it's permitted to be eaten. As the Gemara says, because it's compared to tzviv aisle. Even so, it's not considered when it's alive, mom and head yet, to be considered the commoner's money, and that it should be considered shari'eyu. And therefore, it's not included in the liability of Shersha Masik. Is any covenant that became invalidated that was not redeemed. It's just that Bukhar could not be redeemed. But regular covenant could if it wasn't redeemed. Now, Mekdash is Nifta, but says, but if it was a carbon that was redeemed, like Logme, that you cannot go ahead and explain it because that actually, the Shari'eyu Mikru, that is called Shari'eyu. I'm pretty sure it's even though you're not allowed to share the wool and you're not allowed to use it for work, because we see later on in the sugya that we hold this liability by a regular person in charge, that kills the ox of carbonas that were invalidated. And the truth is, and bar also would be liable, if not for the facts of Mekdash Yalai, because everyone is chayiv, a shari psul Mekdash Shaniftu is considered like just like Shari Eyo. Next is Master Hokar Abon, Hokar Masn. So, this that one says, that meaning this that the Ravina says is a quarter of the damage is like the Rabbanan, and Abaya was going like Rav Nosson. That says that you're going to pay Chatzin Nezik is like Rav Nosson. So it says the Kamash Malon. Now what's the Chiddush? Isn't this the same thing that we said before with the Shur and the Bar? Now it's just the Shur and the Shur. No, the Chiddush is actually in both different opinions, both that we see from Abaya and Ravina. The Kamash Malon like this. The Filu B'Shnei Shavagim. That even my two oxen yihadin, the halach is going to be kamei b'shaber, like we had on the manal regarding the ox in the pit. Meaning, avagav b'shaber l'rabnosan, even though that regarding an ox in the pit, l'rabnosan shayv t'vei l'mim, it makes more sense, the logic that he said, t'ilek l'sh l'mim m'sho, when I cannot collect an ox m'sh tam b'bar, I'm going to collect from the pit m'tam do amad, because the good Gemara says the reason. I'm not t'rabi b'bar, b'bir rashkechi say, I found my ox in your pit, at ketat, you killed it. Now, the truth is, you can't say that because you don't find it anywhere. They're both gored. That's the chiddush to say. The Rav Nosson would say, even over there, that you do collect the remainder from the other one. The chiddush is, don't say that their opinion is specifically by the ox in the pit, meaning that when you cannot collect from the pit, you don't collect from the ox. Oh, you know why? That's because the pit is doing the primary action. It's really what's killing the shor, the victim, in the ear space. They're not going to impose its liability on the other ox, even though you cannot collect from the other one. Okay, maybe only with here. Which one didn't do any more damage than the other one? I mean, I wouldn't to say. Definitely, then you would take like a little mahai, then you're not collecting this one, you will collect from that one. They have to say the chiddush on the other way, a coin drabana, that no, you still won't say that you can collect from the other one. Now, when they read, appears to read the Bible to be in the Srilam, that they hold that the Svara, which was discussed in the Manav, each one is doing the entire damage. Why? Because these really pugging this government, if you were thinking to say that they hold that each one does half the damage, why would Rav Nosson say the collect from the high when you cannot collect from this, when you collect from that one? But you don't have the logic of it saying, hey, I found mine but yours, because if you did anything more, and so if one did only half the damage, how is it possible to collect from the other one? Obviously, no, each one does the whole thing. It's just like, okay, both holes, so each one's going to have. But when one is not giving his half, then you have to do payment for your whole damage. Now, the Lloyd comments, and then the question that becomes is, and Tez is addressing this now, is that, and it didn't say, that both of them are going maybe that's exactly what Machlokes Abaye and Ravina, regarding if we say that, I mean, according to different Mad Amrim, one that holds that you did half damage, one that did you did the whole damage, which that would be the difference between Chatzin and the Gravina. Is like, no, Mishab delivered nearly the Gemara, Tam Rishon Shem Rabbi Iker, because the Gemara, it appeared to the Gemara that the primary reasoning, the first reason of Rabbi was the primary. The whole coolness of it, that each one does the entire damage, is therefore, they wanted to say that all of them are like Rabbi, and then one's just going to be like Rav Nosson, one's going to be like Rabban. Next, this mouth begins Gemara. Shem Adam Shadachav Labar. If you have an ox and a person that pushed an ox victim into the pit, so then you have all these different halachas that we speak about, which says Leishad Dachav Adam Kabban. It can't be that the person who's one of the three parties did it with intent. So why is the owner of the pit liable? Da'atu im yasim adam talishu chaveira be'eshal chaveira. Meaning a bar is just a masik. Now, but the person is pushing it into the pit. You think if a person puts his friend's jacket in the fire of someone else's fire, he's chayv bala esh, you can say, oh, the masik of esh, it's your fire, you're liable. No, you put it, someone else's jacket in that other guy's fire, of course not going to be liable. Here also, you put it, push it into the pit. Of course, the person is going to be chayv, and you're not going to say it's shared the liability with the owner of the pit. Must be, he didn't do it with intent. But then, if it was about intent, the ma'is chayv bala esh. Then why are you saying it's chayv ba'bar dvar, one of them is blashes? I thought blashes is only chayv if he did it with kavana. What you can say is, yes, could go into the other b'shas nefilas kaveira, but it's where the person knows at the time when he's falling in for chashav kavana, and then he has that in mind. Just like the case when you're flipping over the separate base on the previous level, here also when the pushing, when he's pushing the guy into the pit, and he realizes that realization is a liability, even though he's not doing it deliberately, that itself is considered enough to be liable for the dalad dvar. Next says master begins the Gemara in Kaif of Shalishim Shalibish Rechayv. Now regarding the atonement money for the guy's death and for the 30 shkolim of the killing the slave, the shor is going to be chayv. So we're doing, you say, wait a second, how's that possible? For shor, part of Misa, the ox is not going to be stoned to death because Kimishu Adam Shavuva Adam Dachavai. He didn't kill the person himself. He did it together with the person that together they pushed the guy into the pit. That's just like we said in the Yudam and Beis. Of course, when the Adam Mesam Aklis, if 10 people hit a person with 10 sticks, it was done in one shot. Everyone agrees that even the last guy is going to be exempt. Now, if that's the case, so the ox here also is doing it together with the person, he's also not going to be, because you said, Kemisa Balam Kach Mesa Shur. So the Shur is not going to be Chayv Kemisa. Now, so since he's not liable to death, so then the owner's not liable for atonement money. Dil'el Bregdaba Hey, previous on the Mimimim Bez, Mashman Salzi, the Rabbis really Kerdab, Rabbi Hosek Rabba. Dumb that he says, the E in the Shabeski, if the ox not being stoned to death, in the Balam Sham Kaifer, the owner does not pay Kaifer. Dumb Hedu, he says explicitly, there's Levi Kabun Sham Dum. When it was without intent, you pay money, and there's no kaifer. So when there it seems the loy ID, it's not told makash the chush nem vasach. It's right. The person and the ox did not push the victim together as one, because then you would have the halacha of a sarab and the other mesa maklis. El kolech b'fnei asma. Each one did independently. So the shor did independently. So then they won't be part of mesa v'chayim misa. And if they're chayim misa, then the owner will be chayiv in the kaifer. Couldn't make a sense. Master begin with gemogel in kil mesher b'sul mekdashim regarding vessels and shor b'sul mekdashim. So then we said that Adam and Shar are going to be Chayiv and Bar is going to be Pater. Now, so Stasis, he qualifies as Kishniftu Meir, must be told that Shar B'sul Mekdashim was redeemed. Because the Eloi Niftu, if they weren't redeemed, then Adam B'Shar and Nami Patur, then it's not only going to be Bar, which we said has to be Misi Eloi, Adam B'Shar also going to be exempted as Reu, because the Shar Amazik is on the Chayiv and it's Reu, and it wasn't redeemed yet, it's Shal Hektish, then they would also be Pater. So it's time to wonder, because the bar, my potter, wait a second, so then why you potter my bar, Kim Shnifter, since it was redeemed? It's not true, the dead animal could be used by him, how's that possible? According to the one who says, in Bukhara's after his mom, that you could redeem Kachim to feed it to the dogs, so then you could do that here with the Nevela too. And we have a Meghib Shle Niftu Nicha. Now, if it was someone that was not redeemed, that would make sense. Shlechem Liftois Lachamisa, where then you cannot redeem it after it's dead, because you need it to be standing and to be evaluated. But since he's saying that it was redeemed, so why is it by Patu? And Vafulam on the main part, even Kasha, now even according to the one that says you cannot redeem it to feed the dogs, it's still difficult. Why? Because the Mukhapere Kasha, it's Abin Makmar Psachim Lefchotes Amit Beis. The Hainu Davka Lachim Lekom, that's only to feed the dead animals to the dogs. Where it says, but to take dead animal to use it as fuel for under your pot that you're cooking. According to everyone, you could redeem. In the sugya of eating the chametz of hektish, that b'mu'ed mol masik v'ashik comes out of kulema ain't paid mechulu. According to everyone, double gum the mom love command dummy. That something that causes money is not like money. They disagree in the machalik shabiz agli in rabbanim. But we see with the mall for the fact that it's me'ila, that why is it me'ila? Because you can redeem it to use as fuel beneath this cooked dish. So it's some other benefit. So the Rashi explains over there also. And therefore, that's the question. Tyson wonders that that we have this question, even according to that man da'amar, that we say, but still you could use it for other things. So why are you saying that Babur is going to be Potter as if it's because it's not Vamesiyalai? And the Imlet Mo, don't wonder, says a parenthetical, Maishna Achilles Kelev Mishar Nois, but why would the eating of a dog be different than any other benefits? So it says, no, because the Dilman may be given to me out to me, Vachalta, Lo Kadecha, where do we exclude the dog? Not because of the Nevela can't be used, you can't have a not. Just because it says you will eat it and not your dog. So we should only exclude that, which is similar to a similar type of eating, which is that of a dog, but not that of, let's say, heating up your stove. Now, however, according to Rabbi Yisrael, it explains over there that the machlok is regarding redeeming kachim to feed it to the dogs. So let me have to say, right, there's no difference between eating of dogs and other benefits. And therefore, again, so then our question is not difficult because all types of anois are going to be forbidden, including heating up beneath the pot. And again, that's why by bar you're going to be potter because there's no vamesi eloi, there's no utility for him to use it for. We're learning out from vamesi eloi. How do we know the bottom of the table? Oh, but by sure it says vamesi eloi. Now, but our Gemara is telling us that the halacha of the that has to be something that you could use, that it's only if the misa, the dead one can be using, you say that's by bar, but we don't understand from bar, because sure you say you will be chayv by this psula mikdashim. So Tzitz Bavin, this is coming to answer, but we will learn out, but from sure lebam tam nevela, from bam tam nevela, that the victim has to take it. Why? Because the Gimel Kroik Sivik Amin Perkama. Because there's actually three psukim that it says by Shur, as we said in the first page of Yom Beis, and therefore one of them is extra to tell us to learn a bar from Shur, although we don't learn that Shur from bar. Next says Matam Bigin Zigmar Ipachana. Maybe I'll say it the other way around. It says Taisu Im Timmy begin to say that Im Kin, if that's the case, that I'll say it the other way around, meaning I'll say that Shur is Lemisa Beishaloi and by bar is Baim Tam Nevelo. So wait a second. Then Re'ei the Kozrach Man the Lomalei Lafuki Hektish. Why do you need Rishai Re'ei to exclude Hektish? What do you mean? I already know that from Vamesi Eloi, you know, we're excluding even Sulem Hakdashim. Why would I need Re'ei to exclude Hektish? Rishai Mordechai says what you can say is the Itzach LeHektish and Nogah Hedyid. Right? You don't need it for Hedyid and Nogah Hektish. That you know. But for Hektish that gores Hedyid to say that Hektish is Potter, that's what you need Re'ei for. Ach Kasha says, but that's difficult because Mishar Ish Nafka. That you already know from the word Ish that Ish is Ish and not Hektish. That his shar gores a regular person, so then why would you need Re'eyu for that? That text doesn't answer.